Good start to the week. I like it. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. All right, so one last segment. As promised, we are joined right now by a DB for the Indianapolis Colts. He had a career-high 80 tackles. He had four tackles for a loss. He had three quarterback hits. He had a career-high four interceptions, including a pick six, which we've talked about, 13 passes defended. He was the AFC Defensive Player of the Week for Week 14. He was an All-American and a first-team All-Conference player at Valdosta State. Undrafted in 2017, Indy coming off an 11-5 season. Of course, I'm speaking of Kenny Moore II. Kenny, good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me here.
It's good to have you here. All right, Kenny, I want to talk to you about the defense, of course, but I want to start with the offense because if we were to go back to last week when the news dropped, you immediately tweeted, quote, "I'm about to FaceTime with Wentz. He better pick up. Congrats to Carson," end quote. So let me ask you, when you finally got a hold of him, what was that conversation like and what did you want to tell him about you, the team, and the culture there?
So first off, I was just being funny about the whole situation.
Right.
But because I usually – every time we get someone new in the building, I usually text, you know, Coach Reich or David Thornton here at the Colts, you know, what's this guy's number? I just want to say hey and congratulate him. Welcome to the family. And so just with that situation with Carson Wentz, I just wanted to, you know, just make it public. Like, hey, you know, this guy is a Colt now. So, you know, I just wanted to welcome him with open arms, you know, just like Colts Nation would do with anyone. So, that was just my whole thought process of everything. But, you know, I couldn't talk to Carson long because I was on a flight back to Indy. You can see the mask in the picture that I later included. And so my first text to him, I was just saying, you know, great to have you a part of the culture, the tradition. I know he know Coach Wright, but, you know, so many guys that's just like him that loves football, that like to work. And, you know, I'm just ready to leave with him. And, you know, we're all looking up to him, and, you know, the keys is in his hand. So and he got back with me and said, hey, I'm about to pick that secondary apart. So, you know, he's already excited to play with us, and the feeling is mutual.
Kenny Moore II joining us. I think that's cool. All right, so what kind of a message does it send the rest of the team that the front office was willing to go out and make a trade like that and get somebody like that and pull the trigger?
I mean, basically – They want to get a guy that, you know, all of us relate to. You know, whenever they're searching for a guy, there's not just the production that you play with and you can bring to the table, but it's more so like your character and how you, you know, carry yourself out of the building. How can you represent the shoe at all times? You know, just having that integrity, you know, when no one is looking. So just as a player and just an employee of the Indianapolis Colts, I mean, just from my experience being here, I trust this organization. I trust this, you know, front office personnel to get the right guy. So whoever they bring, they're family to me.
Kenny Moore II joining us. What you just said about representing the shoe a certain way, like you and I have kind of talked about this in the past, but I'm really curious because I can hear it coming through in your voice. How would you describe the culture and the mentality in that locker room? What makes that different?
You know, everything is top down. So, you know, how we carry ourselves, how we go about things is more so a reflection of the people who brought us in the building. And shout out to Chris Ballard, you know, Frank Wright, you know, everyone that has a part of, you know, everyone that who steps in the building. So, you know, they want guys to be themselves. They want guys to have the personality to express themselves in the right way, but they want you to do the right thing at all times. So, you know, they just want guys who love football, who loves ball, who's self-motivated, selfless, who love each other, you know, but not scared to tell each other, you know, you're doing wrong or you can do better. So that's pretty much the tradition that we have and, you know, just love winning. And we know just from experience and, you know, just having flaws, we're not going to be perfect. We won't win every game. We won't go out there and do everything we're supposed to do. We're going to make mistakes, but, you know, just having that green light and, you know, from the coaches, you embrace your flaws, you embrace, you know, each other from the man that's to the left and right of you. And, you know, that just gives us that camaraderie to love each other and get to know each other, you know, more so out of the building, more than we do out in the building.
Kenny Moore II is joining us. You know, Kenny, you and I talked during the season, and we talked about the fact that you were not named to the Pro Bowl. Now that we're in the offseason, I'm wondering how that sits with you. For instance, I just had KJ Wright on, and he made it real clear to me, like, man, that's not all right. I'm not all right with that. In fact, I'm getting a lot of fuel from that. I'm feeling that. Is that how that feels to you, or do you just kind of move beyond it and ignore it?
No, I think KJ Wright, you know, a respected player in the league, great player at what he do year in and year out. I think he said it perfectly. You know, it doesn't sit right. And you know, that's pretty good for him to express, you know, how you feel. And because, you know, I think about sometimes, you know, because I could have just said, you know, it's okay, like, whatever it is. But, like, whenever I get home, you know, and lay my head on the pillow at night, I don't think it's right. You know, all of us as players, we put so much work in to, you know, get the achievements. And, you know, not we all want this thing called a Super Bowl at the end of the year, and that's the ultimate goal. But, you know, us being humans and us being in this entertainment business, you wanna have those individual achievements, and you know, you just wanna glorify the Lord for all those achievements that He brings you. But you know, that makes me in particular, you know, have that chip on my shoulder, you know, just from not just not making the Pro Bowl All Pro. It's more so like this is my life. Like, I've lived this my entire life, you know, from being in the back of the line, or, you know, working more to be more and to show more. But, you know, that's just how it is. It's not okay. You're right.
Kenny, I wonder about that. Like, and I respect that so much, because there are certain guys that come up a certain way and maybe they've got that chip on their shoulder, but then maybe they get theirs. Maybe they get that huge contract and maybe they think, all right, man, I earned that. I could take my foot off the gas. That's not what I'm hearing from you at all. Do you think that mentality would ever change? Like, what happens when you get that ring? What happens when you get that big contract? Are you going to become that guy, or are you always going to feel like you're the undrafted player who's got to bring that chip every single day?
I'm always going to be that guy that has a chip on his shoulder, just because I can't help how, you know, my past have shaped me, you know, from being playing 1 year of football in high school, then being told, you know, you're just going to go to college and, you know, see how things are, just be coachable and just play there, you know. But and then in college, you know, you're the guy in the back of the line. You don't have much experience. You barely know all the rules of football. You pretty much just want to make your family happy. And then that passion from making your family happy, it turns into, you know, I can really do this, and it turns into a love for the game. So, you know, it's just that point. And then going to New England, you know, and being in a room full of guys who all can play, and every one of those guys can start in the league. But, you know, unfortunately, all these guys who can start anywhere in the league, they're all in the same room and for the same team. So, and then you see yourself on another team where you got to establish yourself and you're just trying to stay out of the way and work. So that's pretty much, you know, how things have been. So from going through those experiences and that adversity to, you know, being a, you know, top eight slot in the league, I mean, that's just not enough. I mean, I can't help how, you know, my past has shaped me mentally, physically, and, you know, just spiritually going forward.
Kenny Moore II is joining us. I would argue you certainly did take your game to another level this year. And did those who know, and they know what you've been doing on the field. And then you had that unreal pick against the Raiders that went viral. You and I talked about that during the season.
Right.
But does it feel like that's one play that can do a lot to get people to truly appreciate the work you've put in and what you're capable of on the field if they didn't already know?
Yes, sir. I think, you know, more so in this world, this entertainment, it really only takes one play. You know what I mean? Like, if we're looking at Odell Beckham, this guy made one play, but it was probably the craziest play we've ever seen, you know, from being held to, you know, DPI to a touchdown, a one-hand touchdown, fingertip, you know, catch, that spectacular, incredible catch that he made, you know, in his season, you know. That made him who he is. And you know, when I made that catch versus the Raiders, it was pretty much the OBJ catch. You know, so it really just takes one play. But I think more so in this league or pretty much in sports in general, we got to appreciate more of the job, the task, the roles that the players take on. There's so many guys, in the league, I guess for the NFL, or for example, that is such a great player, but we don't really appreciate this player until he retires. And then we look back on the league and say, who else do we have? And you don't have anybody that's just like this player, like, Tom Brady, Tyron Matthew, like these guys are, Aaron Donald, like all these guys are guys that we got to appreciate, each Sunday of watching them, respecting their craft of what they put in and put it out. So there's so many guys in this league that are respected by me first.
These guys that you mentioned are also, I mean, they're generational. These guys are Hall of Famers. Like, you mentioned him, Kenny, like, Tyron Matthew is unbelievable. Like, physically, he's unbelievable with the intangibles. He's unbelievable in the way he leads and works and the plays that he makes. Like, when you look at his game, what do you think?
Tyron Matthew is everything I feel like any DB would want to be, like, or try to mimic, or just try to reflect themselves and try to, look in the mirror like, dang, I just want to be like the honey badger. But, the tenacity, the intensity, the knowledge, the swagger, the personality, his hunger, that's a guy that has kept the chip on his shoulder because, like I said, like, he's gone through so much from being kicked out of school and all his injuries and, where he come from. And he played with that same emotion of how he felt. Whenever he went through those tough times to have a great game. So that's a guy that I try to watch, whether it's on film, on TV, if it's before, say we have a night game or early game, I'm trying to watch him around the time that I have. So that's a guy that I just appreciate just being in the league with. I want to be at the top with him. But, that's a guy that I have tremendous respect for. It's all love with 23.
I was just going to say, I could tell how much you respect him. That's really high praise. Kenny Moore II, coming off a career year, a career-high 80 tackles, 4 for a loss. He had that amazing pick 6 against the Raiders, undrafted back in 2017. And as always, the future is bright. Kenny, appreciate you. Love having you on the show. Always like getting caught up and talking football with you. Thanks so much, Kenny.
Yes, sir. All love. I appreciate you,
man. All love, man. I appreciate you, too. Love that. Man, I just... so much inspiration in that. There's so much fire.